Well, greetings, Earthlings. Glad to have you with us today. New Hope Radio and the Hope Club Podcast. What we're doing here, we're learning about loving God with a balanced kind of a love. And that's because, as we noted before, balance is very important, isn't it? We said that balance does two things. Number one, it makes difficult work easier, right? And it makes things more enjoyable when they are balanced. For instance, when you balance your finances, right? What comes in is not less than what goes out, okay? Life can be more enjoyable. Music, when music is balanced, you know, nowadays all we hear is bass, boom, 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 boom. Drives me crazy. But when it's balanced and you hear everything, that's enjoyable. How about our diets, nutrition? When our diets are balanced, that makes life enjoyable because we're healthy. Don't we want to balance our time too? And I know that's a tough one. We've got to balance our time between work, play, and rest. If not, that's where a lot of people just get ill. They get sick. Got to balance it all. Spiritually, we're also looking for balance. Balance that will make our Christian walk easier and more enjoyable, because the Christian walk is challenging. Oh, yeah, it's difficult. It's not for wimpy people. No, it's not. Listen to what Jesus said about it. Pick up your cross, follow me. Go the extra mile. Paul said, die to yourself, crucify the flesh. What? It's not the easiest thing. It's not at all. So in our balanced love toward God, we talked about loving God with all of our heart. That means loving what God loves. And what does God love? People. What people? All people. None are left out. Think about it. None are left out. We're loving God with all of our soul. That's our innermost being. It's not just outside ritual and religiosity. It's from the innermost being. Loving God with all of our mind. That takes knowing the facts about Him. If I'm going to love the Lord with all my mind, I must get the facts. And where do I get the facts from? His word. His word tells me about Him, His character, His nature, His purpose, His mission, everything that He does, everything that He is, His word tells me. And when I have that kind of an understanding, I can worship God with my mind. Today we wrap it up. Learning to love God with all of our strength. And at the attainment of this stage, we can have a balanced love toward God. Okay? Now, where do we get all this? We get it all from Mark chapter 12 and verse 30. Somebody asked Jesus, what's the great commandment? What's the big one, Jesus? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Now, the word strength is the word ischus, and it means might, power. I got the power. That's strength, okay? I want you to picture the word energy. You could say, I love God with all of my energy. How many people really can connect the physical aspect of who they are with the spiritual aspect of who they are? I wonder how many people realize that God wants them to love them, not with just heart, soul, and mind, but also with our strength. Why? Because that's your whole being. That's who you are. You don't leave any of those parts out in your relationship with God. So it requires a physical strength to love God. Perhaps, you know, I would say we can connect physical strength with everything we do except loving God. When you do laundry, that takes physical strength, right? I have to carry the laundry bag up and basket, up and down the stairs, two flights of stairs. Wow. That takes strength. Raking leaves. We're in that time right now, raking leaves. That takes strength. Even passing the vacuum cleaner. That takes strength. Washing the car. Climbing stairs. Getting up, getting ready for work. All of these things require strength. What part of our life doesn't require strength? One part, sleeping. That's it. But everything else requires some degree of strength to do them. And we're going to see where strength comes from today. Because strength, this kind of strength, oh man, anybody can have it. That's right. Let me give you an illustration. It's about a guy named Bob Wieland. Bob Wieland lost both of his legs in Vietnam. He was an athlete, and he dreamed of playing professional sports. But he lost his legs at war. He escaped succumbing to bitterness, you know how? By relying on God's word. And he demonstrated what it means to cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7 came alive in Bob Wieland's life. That scripture drove him, motivated him, inspired him. See the beauty of the Word of God, what it can do? It can move us along. Even though life has put up roadblocks, the Word of God can move us along. We're not in bondage in the world when we have the Word of God that moves us along. Right? Now, he has no legs. He walks on both hands, but I'm going to tell you what he accomplished, okay? He accomplished a 3-year walk across America. Wow. He accomplished a race across America on a custom boat bicycle. Wow. He ran a marathon in New York and Los Angeles. Wow. He ran an Ironman triathlon in Hawaii. Woo! He can bench press 507 pounds. And all of these accomplishments, I'm like, wow, Bob, how'd you do that? He says he found God's perfect strength through his own weakness. In his weakness, he let God become strong. So what are we saying today? Here it comes. Physical strength comes from mental toughness. Mental toughness comes from the Word of God. So there are things that are waiting for us to accomplish. And we look at them and they might look like mountains and they're too high to climb, or oceans and they're too wide to cross. But if you develop mental strength through the Word of God, there's no telling what you can't do. Physical boundaries don't have to stop you when you have a mental toughness that comes from scriptures. Look at what this guy did. What he accomplished. I've never even come close to doing any of those things. I get tired when I ride my bike around the block. This guy is tough mentally. Why? Because the Word of God resides in him mentally. So I just want to encourage you. If you've hit a roadblock in life and you feel where you are, you can't go on any further, you can. You can go on. Get some mental strength from the scriptures. Let God be your strength in the area of your weakness and push on. Watch what you can do. Oh, you will amaze yourself and you'll give glory to God. In Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10, we find the wisdom of Solomon. He said, whatever your hand finds to do, do it, here it comes, with all your might. There it is. Don't do it half-heartedly. Do it with all your might. I like the next part. For there is no activity or planning or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol where you are going. What is Sheol? It's the grave. It's the underworld. Okay? So, you know, once you die, it's over. There's nothing to do. There's no more planning. There's no more knowledge. There's no more accomplishments because you're gone. So do it now. You only go around once in life. Do it now. Don't succumb. Get motivated through the scriptures. Think about how God loved you. You know how much he loved you and me, all of us? Romans 8:32 tells us God held nothing back, where Paul said he did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all. God didn't spare his son. Are you kidding me? You know how difficult it is to give up your son? It's very difficult. And God did it. In John 15, verse 15, Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, that one laid down his life for his friends. So the effort of God's love toward us is unmatched. There's nothing that comes close to how much God loves us. No one can love each other the way God loves us. Okay? So, where I get my mental toughness? From the Word of God. Paul said in Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord. See, he didn't say, be strong in your muscles. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. I think strength in the Lord will produce strength in the body. I believe that. That you can be an overcomer. That you can overcome whatever limitations you have by being what? Strengthened in the Lord. Paul said in Philippians 4, hey, because I'm strengthened in the Lord, you know what? I can do all things through him who strengthens me. See, he knew where his strength comes from. That's why sometimes I think we might get down on ourselves or feel defeated, because we see that our strength is very limited. It is. We can only do so much, and it's not much. But the strength of God, it's unlimited. It's unlimited. And Paul said, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. It's his might in me that allows me to get things done. It's God's power in me that allows me to get things done. It's God's stamina. It's God's motivator in me that allows me to get things done. I don't have to give up. I don't have to roll over and die. I can be strong in Christ, and I can climb that mountain, swim that sea. Whatever that obstacle is, it's too big for human strength, but it's not too big for divine strength. And God's divine strength will make you an overcomer. So again, physical strength begins with mental toughness. And mental toughness comes from the Word of God. This is what we want to do, right? We want to have a balanced love toward God. We want to do that. We want to be balanced. We want to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. The whole being goes into loving God. Verse 30, let's repeat it again. Jesus, see, these are the words of Jesus. He's saying, listen, you want to know what the commandment is? Here it is. Love the Lord your God with everything you've got, with every part of your being. That's the commandment. That's what God wants. That's what God expects. We love him. We love him with every part. No wonder Paul said, present yourselves a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice, okay? We're alive, and yet we live a sacrificial life for God. Okay? So think about it. If I present myself, he's talking about a physical presentation. He's not talking about spiritually. He's talking about physically. In Hebrews 10:25, what does it say? Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as a habit of some is, but do it even all the more as you see the day approaching, the day of Christ, the day of his return. So gathering together is a physical thing. Okay? So don't forsake that. That's what he's saying. You know, Lone Ranger Christians, it's like, oh, I don't need other Christians. I don't need fellowship. I don't need a church. I just go out in the woods and it's me and God. That's outside of the will of God. And that doesn't accomplish very much. It doesn't accomplish much. Because you know why? Through the church, missionary efforts are supported. And I know that there are people that like little intimate house churches, and that's okay. but I hope you support missionary efforts. I hope you still give to the kingdom of God. You give your offerings. You support. You get the word of God to go out into Judea, Samaria, the ends of the earth, right? So we still gather together. We still bring our offerings. We still sing songs of worship to God, and we support the mission field. That's the Great Commission. Okay? So whether it's a little house church or a big cathedral, we're all called to do the same thing. That's why Lone Ranger Christians are outside of God's will. One writer summed it up this way. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy powers, with a sincere, a fervent, an intelligent, an energetic love. Think about that. See, that's everything you have, right? It's fervency, it's intelligence, it's energy. Whatever you do that is worthwhile, you're going to put energy into it, right? You might have a sport or a hobby. You might be a hiker. You might build things. You got to put energy into that. Like I said, the only thing we don't have to put energy into is sleeping. Now, who's good at that? But see, he said, this is not all the Lord demands. God will have all those qualities in their most perfect exercise. Here's what he said. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, says the law, with all thy heart. Or, you know what that means? Perfect sincerity. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, or with ultimate or utmost fervor. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, in the fullest exercise of an enlightened reason. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy strength, or with the whole energy of our being. The whole energy. And again, where does that come from? It comes from the scriptures. Mental toughness will provide physical strength. And mental toughness comes from the word of God. You get the word of God in your soul, and your mind gets strong, and then you accomplish what you set out to do physically, and you don't take no for an answer. You don't take no. You know, there are people that have listened to doctors, and doctors says, oh, you'll never do that again. And they said, you know what? I'm not listening to him. I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to make it happen and push myself. And they did. And they proved the doctors wrong. See, when God's word is in your heart, man, you got a power plant. And don't forget, you got the Holy Spirit. He's the dunamis, the divine power for us to live out the Christian way of life. Okay? So there's that commandment that Jesus gave. He says, here's the big one. This is it. This is what you want to dedicate your life to. Loving God with every fiber of your being. And good will come from it. It will. You know, many times the good that God does, it's even surprising to us, right? Didn't Paul say, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it even entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. And I know you love God. Give God an opportunity to move. Let him move in your life. Grow in the scriptures. And be inspired. And be motivated. And go beyond the borders. Whatever borders have been set up around you, go beyond those borders. Sure, it takes effort. But the strength comes from God. As Paul said, you know what? I'll glory in my weakness, that the power may be of God. Look at what the apostle went through. I don't think the guy was a gymnast or a UFC fighter. But he was whipped, he was beaten, he was chased out of town, he was shipwrecked. Guy survived everything, right? He had mental toughness. He did. You could probably beat him up with one hand behind your back, but he had mental toughness. You know what mental toughness does? It keeps you in the game. It keeps you in there. It keeps you in the fight so you don't give up and you don't quit. And mental toughness keeps your eye on the goal. On the finish line. You got 1,000 people running a marathon. You know who's going to finish it? the people that are tough mentally. They allow their mind to carry their body. The body's tired and the mind says, keep going. The body's sore. The mind says, keep going. The body's getting weary. The mind says, we're almost there. And the mind tells a story. When you get there, how great you're going to feel. You've reached the finish line. And when we get to heaven, how great we're going to feel. We've reached the finish line. We're there. Because we didn't give up. And we didn't quit. Because we love God with everything in our heart, everything in our soul, everything in our mind, everything in our strength. See, don't forget, the mind, we have to get God's word in there. It doesn't just, it's not like a weed. You know, weeds will grow anywhere. They just leave everything alone and weeds will grow. Weeds are like sin. They just grow. But the mind, no, you got to put the good stuff in the mind. So if you want a garden, you got to plant the stuff you want. You want tomatoes? You got to plant tomatoes. You want cucumbers? You got to plant cucumbers. But if you don't want to plant anything, then the weeds will grow and they'll take over the garden. So we have to put the scriptures in our mind intentionally. We have to learn the word of God. And then that's when that mental toughness begins to develop, as it comes from the word of God. And then that translates into strength. And I can love the Lord my God with all my strength. That's my stamina. Okay? We all need stamina, the ability to keep on keeping on. That's stamina. Okay? So think about it. How are you doing? Let's take a little quiz. How are you doing loving God with, oh, don't leave this word out, all of your soul. Not a little itsy-bitsy piece of it. Itsy-bitsy teeny-weeny. I'm not going to finish it. But all of your soul. How you doing with that? How about all of your mind? Can't worship God with all of your mind if the scriptures aren't in the mind. So we got to get the scriptures in the mind. Okay? All of my heart. All of my strength. That means that the might that I have, that might comes from God. And that's going to get me worshiping God. God's wholehearted love must not be answered in a half-hearted manner. Okay? He loved us with everything, didn't he? Oh, he loved us with all of his heart, with all of his soul, with all of his mind, and with all of his strength by sending his son. That was a physical part of God. He sent Jesus to die for us. He saw that much value in us that he would do that. Wow. Don't give up on yourself, because God hasn't. God sees you as very valuable. Don't give up. Give God the best you've got. And we can do it when we worship him with these four aspects of our being. That's who we are. These are the four aspects of who we are. We have an inner world and we have an outer world. The inner world, the heart, the soul, the mind. The outer world is our strength. God wants it all. Just like in a marriage relationship, right? You want your spouse to be totally committed to you. Heart, soul, mind, and strength, right? You want it all. Who says, you know, I just want you to be 50% faithful? Who does that? No, you want 100% faithfulness. And God is 100% faithful to us. And he says, listen, it's for your own good. Be 100% faithful to me. That's all. That's a beautiful, reciprocal relationship. And God is always going to be there for you. And when you're running that marathon, if you fall, he'll pick you up. Oh, yeah. If you get discouraged, he'll encourage you. If you get tired and sore, he'll come alongside, because he wants you to finish. He wants you to be an overcomer. But you got to get in the race. You got to get in there. You got to love God with every part of your being. Don't leave out what we're talking about today, the physical. There are no human boundaries to the person that walks with Christ. No, he is greater. What did Jesus say? If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to that mountain, move from here to there. What is that mountain? The mountain is the obstacle in our life that has got us thinking we are stuck. And we're not stuck. That mountain can move. And it moves through the power of mental toughness that comes from the Word of God. And that mental toughness turns into strength. And all of a sudden, that mountain, it was a barrier. You know what it's become now? A lookout. Now you're at the top of the mountain. You've climbed it. And what a beautiful view. And to think all this time you've been missing out on that beautiful view. I remember climbing Mount Washington one time. And a jet came by. And it was below us. I actually looked down on a jet. That's how high that mountain is. And the stream behind the jet. It was incredible. Excuse me. It was incredible. It was overwhelming to look down at a jet. Like, wow. But you had to climb the mountain. You had to get up there. It wasn't the easiest thing. It was cold and windy. And it wasn't a great day. But we've got to the top. And when we got to the top, it was worth it. And God wants to bring you to the top. He wants to bring you to the top. And when you get there, it will be worship. Worth it.